My husband and I recently celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary and thought it was time we did some of those things we've got on our bucket list.
What motivated you initially to enter politics?
I think the bug really bit me when my husband and I were farming. We were having problems with our milk hauler, and my husband was too tired to go to the Farm Bureau meeting. So I said, I'm going over to the meeting. I walked into that farmhouse in Essex, New York, and the men looked at me and said, the women are in the kitchen. And I said, I didn't come to sit in the kitchen. I came to the meeting. And they really didn't care. I guess it just never occurred to them. And I kept going to the meetings. And three meetings later, there were no women in the kitchen because it had never really occurred to the women that they had as much of a stake in the business as the men did. That was really what got me going. And then I got on the Zoning Board of Appeals in Willsboro, and then I just kept going.
When you look back at all of the positions that you've held, what do you consider your primary accomplishments?
Well, I think that I have brought a lot of people together on a lot of really tough issues to reach consensus, particularly in the Assembly. I created the Adirondack Caucus. It makes a big difference when people understand your issues and what you're up against when you need help on the floor of the Assembly. And I think the most satisfying thing was that, being able to at least make people understand our issues better.
What were some of the biggest controversies that you had to deal with as a member of the Assembly?
I think the biggest issue that caused the greatest controversy was gay marriage. Gay marriage was probably a little easier for me than most, having a gay son myself, but it was a big issue for me in other ways because I knew politically it was probably going to end my career. But I also knew that I couldn't not vote for an issue that I had lived with for so many years, knowing that it's a civil rights issue very clearly. I was the first Republican member to sign on to the bill, and only one of three that voted for it that first night. And I had told Danny O'Donnell, who was the sponsor of the bill, that I wasn't going to speak on the issue. And that was the day before we took the vote. And I got thinking about it, and I told Danny I was going to speak. So I was the next to the last speaker. When I left the floor that night, one of my Republican colleagues told me I would never be elected in the state of New York again. And I truly believe that. Obviously, you know that didn't happen, but I would have to say that was probably the toughest.
Do you think your comments and your life experience, you know, having a son that is gay, that explaining that may have helped some people who are either on the edge in that vote or opposed in that vote to make a pro vote?
Yes, I do. I know that for a fact because I had several people after that evening come up to me and say, I was prepared to vote no on this issue until I heard you speak. Because it's one thing to hear an individual who is gay or lesbian stand up and say, I was born this way. But when mom stands up and says, you know, when he was in kindergarten, I knew there was something different. It made a difference.
How do you think the Assembly changed in the few years you were there?
You know, with this new governor, I think we have seen a lot more nonpartisan work done. So it has changed for the better in some ways. I think the partisanship during election years has gotten worse. But I think that in Albany, we were able to get a lot more done now, the last couple of years, than we ever have before.
Well, when you announced that you were not going to run again, you said you are leaving public service more optimistic than when you entered. Why are you so optimistic?
Because I think that America is changing, and this last election, I think, was a real wake-up call that we have to be more mindful of ethnic groups. We have to be more mindful of our women's issues. You know, social issues are changing, and I think we're just beginning to get it. And I feel like we can only go forward. A lot of young people voted this year. That gives me optimism.
Republican Dan Steck of Queensbury was elected in November to replace Teresa Sayward in the newly drawn 114th Assembly District. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.